Romans 8:26, the empathy of the Spirit. Recently, I was driving and remembered a difficult time I went through many years ago. I remembered the pain of being betrayed and mistreated. Even though I had forgiven the people who hurt me, it is amazing how old wounds feel very fresh, even after many years have passed. My pain was very small compared to the suffering many people have gone through, but I quickly remembered the hurt. Human beings are sensitive and complicated, but the Spirit of God understands our hearts, our pain, our failures, and our weaknesses. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans too deep for words. The Spirit of God knows everything about us, including our feelings and deepest hurts. The Spirit groans for us because He understands and cares about our pain. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:26, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans too deep for words. The first meditation question is, how does the Spirit help us with our weaknesses? It says, in the same way. This refers to the groaning of creation in verse 22, and our inward groaning for the redemption of our bodies, mentioned in verse 23. The Spirit also prays for us with groans that words cannot express. The Spirit understands our weaknesses and groans with compassion for us. The Holy Spirit knows our pain, failures, struggles, and temptations. He longs that we be whole in Christ and that we express the fullness of Christ. Verses 26 and 27 give us a glimpse of how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit relate to one another and function in perfect oneness and harmony. Many people surely read these verses and wonder, well, how can God pray to God? These verses say that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. We see in various other passages that Jesus, our great high priest, also intercedes or prays for us. Hebrews 7:25 says he is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. Just as the Holy Spirit prays for us with groans that cannot be expressed in human words because of his love and compassion for us, Jesus also prays for us out of a heart of love and compassion. Hebrews 4:15 and 16 explains that Jesus is our high priest who understands what we face and our weaknesses. It says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so we may have receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. God does not only care for us as an objective outside observer. He knows the way we feel and think. He knows our weaknesses and everything about our hearts. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us and communicates with the Father on our behalf. That is how much He loves us. The Spirit helps us in our praying. He prays within us as we pray. As we pray in communion with God, the Spirit prays with us. He understands our needs and the Father's will. In prayer, the Spirit guides us into oneness with the Father and oneness with His will. This is one aspect of praying in the Spirit. Meditation question. How will the Spirit help you in your weaknesses? One potential problem in studying Romans 1-8 is that it is easy to think that understanding the great teaching and powerful principles of these chapters will lead us to perfection. I believe that this study will lead us to great intimacy with Christ and great victory in our lives. However, we will always have weaknesses. We don't like to admit our weaknesses, even to ourselves. We want to be strong in our faith and victorious in our everyday lives. This is fine, but we must admit that we are weak. In fact, through the admission of our weaknesses and inability to be righteous apart from the Spirit of God, we will experience more of God's grace and life. Let me share an example. I can usually put on a good face and say the right things around other believers. However, sometimes I have a harsh attitude. For example, I sometimes get frustrated or upset with people in airports. Recently, I realized this is a weakness in me. So how will the Spirit help me with this? Well, first, He understands my problem and my weakness. He wants to help me change so that I reflect the love and life of Christ rather than anger or frustration. In many ways, I do not know how to pray about this, but the Spirit does. He prays for me according to the will of God as I pray. It is important to know that I am not trying to reform myself. The Spirit of God is at work inside of me, communicating with the Father and Jesus about my need. This gives me great hope and encouragement because I know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are at work and will help me. They are not condemning me or just giving me laws to obey. They are working to transform me into the image of Christ. So what is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I felt He was saying to me, I have given you my Spirit to help you in your weakness. I understand everything about you. I know your pain and weaknesses. I will give you grace and mercy for those things that you don't even understand about yourself. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you love me and help me in the areas where I fail and where I am weak. I trust you to be with me, to empower me, and to help me. In Christ's name, amen. May God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.